Hello there. It's 8:52 in the morning. And the last time I posted, I said that I'd come back from the new house, which I now have. It's the 21st of November. We've been here almost 2 weeks. On Tuesday, it'll be 2 weeks. And I thought I would just post from my bedroom as I lie in bed lackadaisically on a Saturday morning. This is one of those I have nothing of consequence to tell you posts, as everybody at least has to do once in their lives, but I thought I'd just come and say hi to everybody because to let you know I'm not dead. I've got a gig tomorrow with me dad, which is kind of in my mother's backyard, pretty much. If you hop over her garden wall and jump in that building, that's where I'll be playing. So she's going to cook for me and send me over with some food, as mums do, because mum's cooking is always amazing, which is very nice. And yeah, we've had obviously a busy 2 weeks. I switched from Virgin Media to Sky. Sky Broadband is not bad. It's not bad at all. And I did a Spacecast last week that I posted up. But I didn't post it here, but if you look at my timeline, you'll see that. And also, we sort of put together a massive wardrobe with two sliding doors, which is really nice. It's mirrored. Quite kinky in a way. But it's been a crazy 2 weeks, and moving house is always crazy, but I don't know. Because we're the kind of people that hate boxes, we've gotten rid of every single box that we could, and there's nothing physically visible. There's a box or two on top of some items or inside of the wardrobe, for example. There's a box. But all the stuff that we wanted out of boxes is now out of boxes, which is really cool because I know that some people, when they move, keep boxes around for a year, 2 years after they move, and they're like, yeah, I'll get to this one day, and that day turns into 1 week, which turns into a month, which turns into years, and it never, ever happens. But I just can't live like that. It annoys the actual crap out of me. So we don't. So as I lie here, or actually sit up here against this headboard of mine, reading a book, I thought I'd just audio boo and say that the world is doing all right. And there are very, very minor issues with this place. Nothing like rising damp or mold or anything like that. One of the plugs in the downstairs bathroom doesn't stay down, so you can't, you know, fill the sink up with water, for example. We need one of the Sky sockets to be connected to the dish because we can watch channel TV, but we can't record, so they need to fix that. It literally is like minor things. The kids' bedroom door doesn't stay shut when you close it. You could sort of tap it and it opens, or look at it funny and it will click open. It's on carpet, so it doesn't swing open and stay open. It's just, you know, it should be. It's a door. It's what it's supposed to do. So yeah, but then it's a new build, you know, you get these things, these kind of issues happen, so it's fine. Got a plumber coming on Monday to fix the sink. The Sky guy should come soon to fix the Sky. Just sort of little things that you can deal with. But the cool thing is, because no one's ever lived here before, because it's a new build, meaning that literally we are the first people to ever have lived here, there's not other people's mess in the house. So it's quite exciting and special in a way. Because not everybody that moves into a house gets to live in a place that no one's ever lived in. Some do. When you build your house, of course, then that's your thing, isn't it? But we didn't build it. But they built it and made people move into these places. And we're liking it. We're liking it a lot. And in the short space of time, I really feel like this is home. Which is a nice feeling because that doesn't always happen as soon as you move or, you know, within a few weeks of moving. It could happen a year or 2 years or something. And you feel like when you get in from being outside that it's just a place that you put your head down at the moment. But no, I really feel like this is home and I feel like I could settle here for a long time and be happy here with the wife and kids, which is what will happen. So that's that, really. Just a thoughtful, rambly update. Hopefully it didn't bore any of you too much. I shall come back when I have more of substance to report. Until then, have yourselves a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.